welcome to another episode of Let's Talk About. Can you believe it? We've made it another week in a row and we're still here. I am your Caped Crusader, Seb. I'll be hosting for you this evening, but joining me is the boy wonder, it's Elliot himself.
I'm Elliot.
Yeah, that's me.
Why'd you say that name? So you can probably tell either from the episode description or our amazing impressions there that for some reason we're going to talk about some DC films. Now, I'm guessing because the DCU is kind of kicking off this year, we're going to take a little bit of a look back at what happened a few years back with something called the DCEU that tried its best to tackle Marvel at the time. And boy, was it a one-sided affair, wasn't it?
Yeah, hopefully Marvel are able to, like, you know, get on the track at some point, but never mind.
Oh, it's a funny thing, isn't it, where, like, Marvel live-action films were, like, the better ones, but then, like, when it came to the animated stuff, DC had, like, all the best stuff. And some would argue that Marvel's rubbish now as well. But yeah, so we're going to take a dive back. There's a few of the movies that we haven't actually seen. We're going to rank these films as well, because if you've listened to any of these, you know we love a ranking. I've got 12 films on my list. I believe you have 14.
That is correct.
Yeah?
That is correct, because there's 16 movies in total, and I have not seen two of them, and you have not seen four of them. And that, my friend, is quick maths.
That is pretty good. There's also the Peacemaker TV series, but we're not going to count that because it's not a film. Also, I've not seen it. So we're going to dive in with the films we haven't seen. We're going to rank them. And then we're going to talk about the movies we have seen. And I'm sure there'll be a few repetitions.
Yeah, well, I think that's how that works. So the two movies I have not seen, I believe you also have not seen, which is Blue Beetle and Aquaman 2, otherwise known as Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom.
That is correct.
Cool. So I've not seen those. And what are the other two you've not seen?
So the other ones I haven't seen. Okay, I've deleted the list of all of them from earlier. So what else haven't I seen?
It's Birds of Prey.
Yeah, I haven't seen Birds of Prey or The Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, on my end, we are perfectly in sync with that, but I know full well we're not in reality.
No.
So, oh, yeah, never mind. yeah, so I'm going to try and talk no more than a minute on each of mine, just because otherwise we will be here for a long time,
yeah.
And nobody wants that, apart from me, because I just enjoy company and not being alone in life. Yeah. But talking about being alone in life, I'm going to start off with my number 14. The worst of a bunch. Now, for this particular set of films, that is saying something. And that is Birds of Prey.
Okay.
Which you have not seen. Now, before all the haters gonna hate, I do not hate it because it is practically all female cast.
Oh, okay.
I do not. It is not because of that. It was just, I don't think it was a long movie either. I'm trying to remember how long it was. But I watched it once, and it was a film that I ended up spending most of it on my phone for. And it was one of those films where I just couldn't wait for it to be over, because I was not entertaining. I really like Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn, but in this, it just wasn't it. I think she's an amazing supporting character, but as the main character, and having it constantly, it just didn't seem to work.
Yeah.
And the storyline was just very, very meh. And I've seen Ewan McGregor be better. in fact, I literally only just remembered now that Ewan McGregor is the villain in it. So that goes to show how meh it was.
Yeah.
The cast is cool. I like the cast. But just everything mixed together, it was, I'm not going to sit here and say it was bad. It was just very, very meh.
Okay.
And that's what I'm sticking with.
Yeah, I think there's three tiers of film in this list that we're going to talk
about. I cried a lot more than that.
Yeah, well, because I think there's, like, good films that I think are actually good. Then there's the meh films where it's like, oh, you know, take it or leave it. Then there's the just atrocious. And from what you're saying, it sounds like it's that middle one. I haven't
seen
this
one, but
I heard
a lot of middle.
Yeah, because I heard a lot of people say It's just not very good. And it's interesting what you say about Harley Quinn, because as a supporting character, she's obviously very popular. And yet the animators show that she's got seem to be quite popular. So maybe you can make it work, just not like this.
Who knows? Who knows? That was my 14. My 13 is Wonder Woman 1984.
Oh.
Now, again, this was good, but it could be better.
Oh.
This is a good quote if you know the film. Wonder Woman, I mean, you'll hear my thoughts on Wonder Woman later, but as a brief preview, I think it's a great film. I think it's one of the shining stars of the DCEU.
Mm.
This just wasn't it.
Yeah.
I think, I'm not going to give away spoilers, so to speak, but I think they brought back a character which shouldn't have been brought back in a very, very, very weird way.
Yeah.
With a storyline that wasn't that great, with a villain that, as a villain, wasn't that great, but as a character, I quite liked.
Oh, he's brilliant, yeah.
Yeah, because it's, what's his name again?
Pedro Pascal.
I mean, I've not met anyone who doesn't love Pedro Pascal, because he's just wonderful in so many ways, and I'm very much looking forward to him in Fantastic Four, but this just wasn't it. And there you go, I've said it, I've done it now.
Wow, big call there. Wonder Woman 1984, not a good film. It is also on my list. I guess we can talk a little bit more when we get to it. But those are Elliot's bottom two choices. Pretty terrible so far.
To our 12s.
It does.
Yeah, pretty, yeah.
So shall I go with my 12 and then we'll alternate?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Right, so my numero 12-o is the original Suicide Squad.
Interesting.
Yeah. I put this one, now a little peek behind the curtain, beforehand we were ranking our lists and I really struggled because I hate so many of these and I've not seen them in a long time and I've probably only seen them once and I was trying to remember anything about them, and I just don't remember much about this one except for Jared Leto's terrible Joker, lots of stupid music choices, weird colouring of the kind of all the scenes, it trying to be edgy and cool, but then goofy and just boring action. And the concept's very cool, but they just all have guns, so it's a little bit boring. Some of the performances I think were good, but otherwise a very forgettable film. 2016, an interesting year. We had Suicide Squad and then Batman v Superman. We also had Civil War and Doctor Strange. So make of that what you will.
That Marvel did well and DC didn't.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm out of breath. I'm trying to get my laptop charger and it's proper tired me out.
Oh.
In my defense, I'm not that unfit, but I have just done an hour of badminton.
Oh.
There you go. If you didn't think I was British enough. Is badminton British?
I'm impressed.
I don't know. I'm Elliot. Okay. Yeah, considering the other movies we've got here, I'm a little bit surprised that Suicide Squad is last for you. It's not last for me.
No.
Because you've already heard what my last is. But yeah.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Well, my 12 is Justice League.
Oh, okay.
Now, to go on with what you said, a lot of these movies I have only seen once. Birds of Prey, once. Wonder Woman 1984, once. I will tell you if it's one I've not seen once. Justice League, I saw once. Cinema. And it was just, I remember, in fact, I probably even spoke to you about it. I remember when it was announced and I was just like, we have this big build-up to the Avengers.
Mm.
And Justice League were trying to catch up. And all we had was a Superman movie, which was good. It was fleshed out. Then we had Batman v Superman, where we just all of a sudden introduced Bruce Wayne and Batman straight into it. Which I kind of get because we've seen Batman's origin enough. So I kind of understood it. But then also Wonder Woman at the same time.
Mm.
Then we had Wonder Woman. And then it was just all the Justice League.
Yeah.
And everything else. And it seemed like, I think it was 2 hours or something like that. And it was introducing a lot of characters. I didn't care about them. The story was meh. The villain, I don't even know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just, I think a reason why it's so low as well is just because what it should have been.
Yes.
And I knew that at the time, and it wasn't. And with these big hero get-together movies, a lot of it relies either on good storytelling or at least knowing the majority of the characters, and we didn't have either. So that's my number 12. Not Suicide Squad, Justice League.
Wow.
Well, wrong team up.
That's a big call, and it's interesting because it has made me reevaluate my list, and I have just made a change. So
wow. I have a power.
Yeah. Okay, so I think mine's still...
Oh, yeah. You're getting another peek behind the curtain live.
I know. Live updates. Okay, so my number 11 is Wonder Woman 1984. One of the worst films that has ever been made. And not just because it's bad, but just because of how good the first one was. I think that's the biggest sin of anything that these films have done. As you said earlier, the plot decisions are absurd. Why you would bring back the character that we hinted to earlier, and if you're going to do it, why you do it in such a weird way when you could have done it in any other way? It's just so bizarre and leaves this bitter taste in your mouth after the film. And it's just not very good. So, yeah, very, very, very disappointing, because everyone had a lot of high hope after the first Wonder Woman, considering how bad everything else was. So then this was just a big letdown.
There you go. My number 11 is The Suicide Squad.
Oh,
that's right. James Gunn's Suicide Squad, which I thought you might be shocked by, because the common thing is that James Gunn took it and made it better.
Yeah.
And I watched this on a plane, I think. I watched lots of these films on the planes. Mm. I watched it on a plane, and I went into it thinking that, oh, this is going to be better. And you know what? I think, technically, as a movie, overall, I think it was a better movie. But a lot of the decisions I made in my ranking with here is, but what would I rather watch again? What did I have more fun with? And you're going to see a prime example of that right in the middle of my list, which is kind of like where I've set everything, like better or worse. And for me, James Gunn's The Suicide Squad was just... okay, it was fun in places, but I think the difference between this and the original is at least the original was fun. Okay. I think it also had very bad moments, but I'll talk about that later. But yeah, overall, this one just didn't stand out to me. Definitely better than Justice League.
Okay,
for me, because I actually, you know, understood these characters. Again, this is actually an example of having a lot of new characters no one knows, but still being able to make a decent movie out of it.
Mm.
So I think we kind of gone from the meh movies to, okay, this is meh good. The others were meh bad. I'm now my meh good. And okay, that's for Suicide Squad, James Gunn.
Wow. That is, might get some comments about that one. Well, okay, I'll go in with my number 10. And again, this was quite hard because I've only seen this once and I honestly can't remember much about it. So this is Shazam 2 or Shazam Fury of the Gods. So, saw this at the cinema, I think. I can't remember who I saw it with. I think I saw it with my wife. So, this one I think was okay. I just don't remember it being as good as the first one. I think... I can't even remember much about what happens. All I remember is that... is it Helen Mirren is the baddie? And... there's a funny thing with the Wizard Shazam and how he... he puts his head on Wonder Woman's body, so that was quite funny. But yeah, it just feels a bit forgettable. There was some interesting stuff, I think, with the where he's at the end of the first one, he's given his powers to all his like foster siblings. But then they kind of lose their powers quite quickly, I think, at the start of the film. So yeah, I just feel a bit forgettable.
Do I agree with that? You'll find out in a minute, but not right now.
Oh.
Because my number 10 is Black Adam.
Oh.
This was a film where I think you agreed, obviously I'll find out from you later, but I'm guessing by your ranking, in fact I haven't heard it yet, you must have done, is I went in expecting this to be awful.
Mm.
And because of that, either it was actually quite good, or because it wasn't the worst thing I've ever seen in my life, it was okay.
Yeah.
I liked this. I thought this is... you know when you used to go to Blockbuster, cut off half our audience, and you used to just get like a random movie that looked okay, and it would just be like a 2000s or, you know, just action flick.
Yeah.
And it would do the job. It would be a bit of fun. The plot would be okay. There'll be some holes.
Mm.
But overall, it was just a bit of fun. It was a good night. This, for me, is Black Adam.
Yeah.
Is the plot simple. He's a decent character. I mean, he's just The Rock, but yeah. slightly more grumpy. The supporting cast were okay. In fact, I really liked the other hero team. And especially Pierce Brosnan's character, whose name I cannot remember in the actual thing.
Dr. Fate.
Yeah, he was really cool.
Yeah.
He was the best part of the movie for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I liked the post-credit scenes. It was good to bring post-credit scenes back where it made you excited for something.
Yeah.
Obviously, it ended up being absolutely useless.
Yeah.
But Black Adam was... We're now, as I said, we're at a good meh. It was good.
Okay.
Good, good.
Wow, okay. I'm yet to get to the good meh, because my number 9 is Justice League. So, pretty much what you said. Just a very mixed bag of weird ideas. And there's obviously the thing of Zack Snyder made the film, and then they redid a bunch of it. They got Joss Whedon in, so the color palette was completely different from scene to scene. There was humor that didn't match up with the other scenes. The infamous stuff of the mustache on Henry Cavill is just a microcosm of the whole thing. And I remember at the cinema not hating it, but I know a friend of ours who really likes DC was like so furious at the whole film afterwards. And yeah, it was just like, we've jumped straight to the Avengers with characters that we don't know or like. And there's characters like The Flash that get a little bit to do, but not that much. And then Cyborg, who just it basically isn't a character in this film. Some very bizarre choices. There was some cool action-y stuff. I really liked the scene with Superman, and they're all like trying to, you know, calm down and stuff. So, but not enough to make up for a train wreck of a film.
My number 9 is Shazam Fury of the Gods. This is kind of like my last one on this level, where for me, I think this is an okay movie with an okay plot. But the reason why it's so high up is because it's fun.
Mm.
I love whatever his name is. I was going to say Zach Braff. That's not right at all. The main character in real life.
Zachary Levi.
I had Zach in it. Zachary Levi. I love him. I loved him in Chuck. I loved him in Tangled. I loved him in everything post-Tangled. I loved him in everything pre-Tangled.
Oh.
This is great. So he's a really good laugh. I mean, it is funny how seeing between the first one and the second one, how basically he's supposed to look exactly the same when he's at his Shazam level, but now he's clearly older.
Yeah.
That's funny. But yeah, obviously we did a lot more of a supporting cast this time around, which was okay. But it's nowhere near as close to the first one. I think the first one was pure fun and really good, whereas this one was just, it was fun, but okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's nice to have Snow White in it. That's good.
Yes.
Before she was Snow White.
Mm.
Yeah, fun times.
Wow. So I've got an interesting choice for my number 8, because is it a good film? I don't think it is. I think it's probably a bad film. It's got a lot of bad stuff in it, but it's got some very cool, interesting choices, and that is The Flash.
Interesting.
Yeah, so a film that was in kind of development hell. They kept saying they were going to do a Flash movie. Directors kept leaving. And then there was stuff about Ezra Miller going off and kidnapping people, which, yeah, it didn't help. Nice. And then it was like, Michael Keaton's going to be it as Batman. It's like, oh, okay. So I went to see this with the missus, and she struggled because obviously all she can see is Ezra Miller being a criminal in real life every time he's on the screen. I was able to like not be bothered by that. And especially when there's then two of him on the screen, obviously didn't help that. But I thought this was actually quite fun. I think it's very stupid, and the CGI is really weird in places. But my favourite thing in the whole movie is where he goes to do his run, but he doesn't have his powers. And it's just him running around the room. It's so funny. But I thought there was some really cool stuff in this with, like, with Batman and, like, with the Supergirl and a few things with, like, the time travel-y stuff. The whole movie's a mess, but it's a fun mess.
Uh-huh. There you go. Right, we come to my number 7, which is, for me, it's kind of like the central point. Technically, numbers wise, it's not, but it's as close as it can be considering the amount of numbers I have, which is an even number. You're welcome, all you maths listeners.
Ooh.
And this for me is the first film we come to which I have seen more than once.
Oh.
I've seen this 3, 4, if not 5 times. And this is kind of like the movie I used to judge everything else by, and that is Man of Steel.
Oh.
The reason being is I would argue that Man of Steel, if we were going based on as a film, where should it be ranked? This for me is easily top 3. But for my enjoyment,
yeah,
it's not good. I think the build up is great. I think what's Henry Cavill as Superman and Clark Kent, I think is great. I think all the actors and actresses are great. I think they all do a fantastic job.
Yeah.
I think with this movie, it was just drawn out way too much. This is like what, nearly a 3-hour movie?
It's pretty long. Yeah.
And it's like, for me, I think the build-up is great, but it's like, but then it goes on a bit too long. And then you finally get to the fight scene between Superman and Zod, and it just, I'm sure that fight scene lasts like 45 minutes.
It's like a Dragon Ball Z fight, isn't it? Where it's just like hours and hours.
Yeah, and it's just like power over power, really. It's just being thrown and going through buildings. It was very repetitive. And this was my middle ground, because as a movie, it's a great superhero movie, but I would not want to watch it again. Mm. Unless I was literally doing a run of the DC movies for whatever reason, I would not want to watch this again. And that is kind of like my middle ground. Great movie, struggle watching it.
Interesting. Yeah, I get that though. I think this was always going to be divisive, and because I'm going to talk about this later on, but the big thing is a lot of people were disappointed with Superman Returns from 2006 because it was just like rehashing the old films, but not as good and very boring as well. There's like one action scene. So then this one comes along and you see Superman flying around, punching people, and they're from buildings being destroyed. It's like, oh, awesome. This is what we want. You know, Superman action stuff. And then other people are like, no, we don't want mindless violence and stuff. We want like interesting characters and dialogue. So this was all, I think, very polarizing. And like some people think it's like the gold standard, and other people think it's like terrible. But then it really set the tone for the next kind of few films, which is why there's this really weird internal battle between like this kind of film and then things like Shazam and other stuff a bit more lighthearted. So, yeah, interesting thoughts. So, my number 7 is Shazam. The better of the two, the original one. Kind of what you mentioned earlier with Zachary Levi. I think, yeah, he's pretty fun. I quite liked the side characters. The villain was kind of interesting. I like where they're both in the air and the other guy's doing his like villain monologue. And then Shazam's like, I can't hear you. Like all the way over there. I thought it was quite cool having like a foster family, because you don't really see that portrayed in a lot of films, definitely not in like a superhero film. So seeing that was actually quite cool, and then seeing all the other different characters as well. And I thought it was just very fun, quite a good, what you call like a solo introduction movie for a hero. Him getting his powers, discovering them, like charging people's phones in the mall, stuff like that. It was just pretty fun. Use of the character, and yeah, I just thought a pretty decent entry after some disappointing films.
Oh, well, there you go. My number 7 is also an S film, but it's actually the OG Suicide Squad.
Oh,
I know. It's like, why is it this high up? Well, let me tell you, this for me was the biggest letdown of this entire list as a film.
Oh.
Because this was one I was most built up by. Mm. Like, do you remember, like, the trailers we were getting for it?
Yeah.
And the hype that was building up around it? I was, and, like, the music as well. The soundtrack is incredible. So in my mind, this was going to be a masterpiece. It wasn't. For me, this is everything that Man of Steel isn't. This is not a great movie, but it is damn fun. In places, it's quite good. And I got on a lot better with these characters than I did the ones in James Gunn's Suicide Squad. So, for me, this is quite a brief one. I know this movie is not great, but I have seen this one more than once. I was able to re-watch it. Because, and finish it both times. So it's an okay movie. It's as a movie, it's not good, but it's fun. And it does what superhero movie, I know we're not superheroes, but what superheroes movies should do. You should be able to comfortably get from A to B, and it should be fun. And that's what it is. And there, I've said it. That's my opinion. Sue me.
Wow. I think, yeah, rewatchability is doing a lot of decision making for a lot of these, isn't it? Because that kind of helps me with my number six. My number six of all films is Black Adam. So,
whoa,
yeah, we've talked about this before. Went in with low expectations, was quite surprised of how fun it was. I think, yeah, he's not the most interesting character himself. The Rock again is just doing The Rock, but more of a villain than his other films. But I think the supporting cast is really good. We've already mentioned like Hawkman and some of the other new superheroes. They're quite fun. Yeah, exactly. The Hawk is in this. No, the Falcon. The OG though, the MVP of this is Dr. Fate, Pierce Brosnan with the coolest mustache and wardrobe you would have ever seen in the film. Really gives Doctor Strange a run for his money, I think, in terms of the stuff he does in this film. Which is a shame we don't get more of him, but I quite like that stuff with the Justice Society and then like with the villains and all this other stuff. And I do like about the backstory, like you assume one thing, then you get a bit more information about what actually happens with him and his powers and his son. And I like that family that kind of shows up as well, where like I can't remember exactly the dynamics, but it's like they get involved with him because they think he's going to like liberate Kunduk from all the Americans and other stuff like that. And so, yeah, it's not, you know, it's not the best movie in the world. But I think compared to a lot of the other stuff in this, this gave you the fun and the grittiness that the other films were missing. Like Man of Steel is a bit just of a depressing film in comparison, whereas like the Shazam and, you know, Wonder Woman is the second one is just a bit too silly compared to this one. I think this does what I've wanted for a long time, is you have your main character, but then like other characters show up and they do cool stuff. And it's not the most important thing in the world, but it's fun. And that's what I wanted from this film, which is what I got.
Well, there you go. There you go. We kind of got everything in a similar box, really. Right, my number six is Aquaman.
Ooh.
Now, this for me is kind of like taking the good points of Man of Steel and the good points of Suicide Squad and putting them together.
Interesting.
It's a good movie. And it's fun. Now, I have only seen this once. And to be honest, I probably wouldn't want to watch it again. But I still think overall it's better than Suicide Squad. It was good. I think Jason Momoa is a good Aquaman. I think it's very different from the comic version. But either way, he's a good Aquaman. I think the supporting cast was good in this movie. I enjoyed myself throughout it. Not enough to rush and see the second one. But you know, it's good. It's all right. It's really weird to come to like a number six in a ranking and just be like, yeah, it's all right, it's good.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's for DCEU for you.
Wow, that's interesting, because my number five is Aquaman. So yeah, in my tier list now, I'm kind of with Black Adam. I'm at the films which I actually liked and I probably would go back and watch. And I think Aquaman was quite, yeah, it was quite fun. It had a pretty good leading actor doing some fun stuff. And it's not just, oh, I'm too cool to be Aquaman kind of thing. Like, towards the end of the stuff that happens with, like, the you know, becoming the king of Atlantis and stuff. Like, it just goes into it. It doesn't do, like, an ironic thing of, oh, isn't this silly? It's just like, no, this is the world we're in. This is really cool. I like all the stuff of the Seven Kingdoms and the different fights. There's, like, sharks fighting giant crabs and all that stuff is awesome. I like Atlantis and all that stuff under the water. I like how in almost every scene where there's a conversation, it's interrupted with an explosion. And it kept happening, and it's just so funny. I like Nicole Kidman as Aquaman's mum, and she's wearing that stupid outfit that she obviously got from, like, dead dinosaurs that are under the water. And she's just wearing it, and it's just so silly. But I like how this film also changes genres a few times. Like, it becomes an Indiana Jones film at one point, where him and Mira are, like, off in the desert trying to find this thing. And I really like the stuff with the, like, the creepy fish on, like, that ship, and they're, like, diving into the water. That shot was really cool, with, like, the trench. I think, yeah, this had, like, a lot of cool stuff. I quite like the villain. What's his face? He plays Ocean Master, and he's just shouting at everyone under the ocean. And, yeah, I just thought this was a lot of fun. This garnered quite a lot of goodwill, I think. And I, because there's two villains, I forget. There's also the Black Manta guy who wants revenge against Aquaman. And I like that the A villain and the B villain was quite fun. This, yeah, quite an interesting step up, I think.
Yeah. Also a good movie. Step up, yeah, well done. My number five. I'm surprised it made it into both of our top fives, but I said to you before we were recording, we didn't save a list, but I said, it's crazy how your top five is filled with certain movies you just wouldn't think would be there. So it goes to show the state of the DCEU. My number five is Batman v Superman.
Oh, okay.
This was my second big letdown.
Yep.
I remember seeing Man of Steel, thinking this is okay. And you had all the Marvel stuff, which was great. And then we got the title, Batman v Superman, and I thought, well, that's going to be random. Mm. And then we kind of started getting the teasers to it. Obviously, we have a whole big thing of Ben Affleck had been cast.
Yeah.
And no one knew what that was going to be like.
Yeah.
But it was so interesting, because that's one thing we hadn't had by that point. I don't think Civil War had come out yet. Is having two heroes that we know a lot about fighting against each other. Especially, like, one's, like, you know, viewed as kind of like a god, and the other one's just a man.
Yeah, I mean, we got, like, the heroes fighting each other a bit in the Avengers films, but that was, like, a bit of a kerfuffle, and then they're obviously just teammates again. But, yeah, to actually put them against each other was new, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was thinking, how can we make a whole movie about this? So I think this was one of, if not the first, midnight showing I went to. Ooh. That was a mistake. Because I think I saw, it was a double barrel, so I went at, like, 9 o'clock, and they showed you Man of Steel.
Oh, okay.
And then they had a short break, and then they did Batman v Superman. That was killer.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, this is a movie where it's not consistent for me. I think there's some really good bits in this. I think there's some really cool, awesome scenes. I think all the cast is great, but I also think there's some really awful scenes. Doomsday. That just aren't good. So for me, this is it's not a great movie, but it has some amazing points, but also has some bad ones. It was very up and down the entire time. And that's my number five, Batman v Superman.
Oh, I mean, we're on a bit of a roll here, because my number four is Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. Yeah, it's an interesting one, because this was very, very divisive. This comes out, and even now, you see, like, Justice League, or, like, you know, Batman stuff on various different DC pages, and everyone loves Zack Snyder, and they go, this is the best superhero movie ever. It might be the best movie ever made. And it's, like, it's so good, the character's great, and there's, like, all this really good symbology and stuff. And everyone else is like, are you insane? This is a terrible film. Batman kills a bunch of people. Superman's moody. Jesse Eisenberg should not have been Lex Luthor. They squeeze too many stories in one. Like, they're trying to do Death of Superman, they're trying to do, like, Dark Knight Returns, and it just doesn't all gel together in that way. They get Jimmy Olsen, but then he's a CIA operative, and then because Zack Snyder doesn't like the character, he kills him. Spoiler alert. So, it's like, Wow, what a really good, like, well-made film. That being said, as you said, this is like, when I think of the DCU, this is what I think of. Like, this definitely has an identity of, you know, we're going to have a dark, kind of realistic, gritty world where Superman is trying to find what he wants to be. Batman, I like this older Batman that we've not really seen, where he's been fighting crime for decades. He's lost, like, all his Robins and stuff like that. I think Jeremy Irons is a really good Alfred, and I think Ben Affleck, I think, surprised a lot of people. Did you like his Batman?
I did like his Batman. Like I said, I like the fact that we're now seeing an older version of him.
Mm. And all his fight scenes I thought were really cool. And I know it takes a while to get there, but his fight scene with Superman is pretty cool. A bit convoluted in some ways, and it's like, oh, this could have been solved with a post-it note on the fridge kind of thing. But my favourite scene is where they're fighting, and I mean, it's not a spoiler to say they've been fighting, but Superman's slightly weakened because of like a kryptonite grenade gas thing. So Batman can actually punch him around. He's got his suit on and everything. And it gets to the point where he's punching Superman's face, and it's like, oh, but then like his strength returns to the point where he's like punching his face and it doesn't move. It's like hitting metal. I thought that was a really cool shot, which I hadn't really seen before. And it kind of falls off the edge at the end, but I thought this is quite a cool meeting of the two characters that I wish was better, but I think I would maybe rewatch this because of a lot of the cool stuff in this film.
Well, there you go. My number four is Shazam. This for me is when everything kind of like levels off. From here on out, these are movies which I think are pretty consistent throughout the whole way through, and I think Shazam has a good storyline. It's got a great cast, and it's just fun. You know, I mean, so many quotes. Hold my staff and say my name.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
I forgot about that.
Changed
my ranking now.
And it's so random. But yeah, I've really not got, I think I said a bit in when we talk about Shazam 2, where Shazam 2 was fun, but it was just a bit wavy in terms of plot lines and keeping me interested. But with this, I really like the whole plot of, there's this kid, all of a sudden he gets powers randomly, and he becomes this really strong man. It's kind of like, can challenge Superman.
Mm.
And he's trying to work it all out, as well as like being in a foster home and be with school. And there's like weird wizards, and they don't know what's going on. It's you know, it's fun. It's good. It's consistent. It's Shazam.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to argue that, really. Yeah, it's an interesting contrast to my number three, because my number three is Man of Steel. So, where was this on your list? It was quite low, I seem to remember.
Eight,
okay, yeah. So, interestingly, our Man of Steels and Shazams are quite flipped, which I think kind of tells kind of what we want out of these films. I remember watching this, I think it was on DVD, and it was like, oh, this is so cool. Like, we've got Russell Crowe as Jor-El. He's, like, beating up bad guys. He's flying around on these aliens. We see Krypton. And then the planet blows up. Oh, how cool. And then I got the stuff I wanted from Superman. I wanted to see him flying, using his powers, shooting fire out of his eyes, punching people, buildings collapsing. And that's what I've always wanted. And they kind of do a bit of Dragon Ball Z. It's pretty fun. Is it a good film? I think it's quite competently made. I think it's character choices that I think let the film down. Like, Superman is a ray of sunshine and hope, and in this he's just sad and miserable and doesn't care that thousands of people are dying. And it's like, Henry Cavill, I think, does a really good job, and I think he could have just been given more to do, actually been able to smile, for example. But I thought he was really good. I like the stuff where he's not Superman yet, like when he's saving them on the oil rig and stuff like that. And I think the villain is really good in this one. Was it Zod? He's, yeah, one of, if not the best villain in the DCEU. I think he's better than a lot of the Marvel villains as well, if I'm honest. I think his motivation makes perfect sense. You know, he's bred for fighting, and, you know, that's the one thing he knows. And, like, he tries to reason with Superman, but he's like, well, we have to do this. I'm going to fight you now. And I thought that was really cool. And yeah, it's just, I think, a bit disappointing that they then carried on with this tone, I think, going forwards. And I know that's what they wanted. So, you know, But I think it's quite a competent film and quite enjoyable. And, you know, I probably would watch this again. It's just not as good as a lot of the other superhero films that Marvel, I think, started doing before and after.
Thank you for that lovely review.
You're welcome.
But it's interesting because I know we both have the same top two.
Yes.
So it can't be that different. But my number three is The Flash.
Oh, that's so high!
Which is very low on your list. I've only seen this once, to be fair. And this was one where I'd learned my lesson. I saw the trailers because I thought it was going to be awful, if I'm being honest with you. Like, I have not seen Aquaman 2, but in my head, it's going to be awful. I might be completely wrong. It might be excellent. But with The Flash, I presumed, because everything going on with it, behind the scenes, which you mentioned earlier, I thought it's going to be terrible. It's going to be like the whole Justice League all over again. And then the trailers come out, and the trailers looked really good. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
Surely not. Surely not. Surely it's trying to misdirect me, just like the OG Suicide Squad did, where the trailers looked amazing and it's going to be terrible. This is going to be awful. And then I watched it, and I was just entertained constantly.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. It was such an entertaining film. I thought Ezra Miller, no matter what's gone on outside of this movie, acted this superbly well.
Yeah.
He was very good. He was serious when he needed to be serious, but for the most part, he was just a doofus, and that was great. The supporting characters were amazing and also unexpected.
Yeah.
And it took some weird turns in places, but I liked it. I thought it was great. I thought the cameos we got, especially the one right at the end.
Oh.
Like, I kind of started to expect it, but I was like, that's so cool. I can understand why a lot of people didn't like it, but this for me was like, wow. It was, I think it was really funny. If I remember correctly, I think we did a DCU talk before. And I believe I mentioned just before that one, a separate thing, but I've just seen The Flash, and for all the things that we've said about the DCU being awful and no hope, I feel like it's finally got this resurgence. I feel like it's here. And then the week after, they announced James Gunn taking over.
Okay, yeah.
And then we had to do the DC chat again. And I was like, okay, never mind. But I loved this movie. I would quite happily watch it again. It was great fun. Great cameos. Great supporting cast. It's stupid in so many places, but just in the right way for me. And yeah, that's my number three.
Wow. Whoa. Cool. People are going to think this guy, he's got like the Suicide Squad at the bottom and then the Flash at the top. But to be fair, I can't really argue with like anything you said there. Like this, you watch it going, I don't hate this. And, you know, it's like, I know they go on about like the CGI and stuff like that, but all the stuff with Michael Keaton's Batman is awesome. Like when he's helping them out and then like he gets like a measuring tape out at one point and it's like, oh, this is so cool, but so dumb. And then they're, because that's the other thing as well, is that Zod is in it, you know, kind of a spoiler for everyone, but because it's showing you like different stuff that happened, and then like when they invade, you know, Superman's not there to save the day kind of thing, so then they're trying to do stuff and then they go back in time to try and fix things, and it's like really cool. And all the stuff with the Flash and then his younger self was actually quite cool. So, yeah, surprising hit, who'd have thought.
Yeah,
so that was your number three.
Mm-hmm.
My number two, oh, what a cut. Zack Snyder's Justice League. Yeah, this is a thing that, I'll be honest, I didn't think was actually going to happen. Did you?
Nope. Who did?
Yeah, it was the whole release the Snyder Cut thing. And I was thinking, well, you know, the film was terrible. How much of it is because of the changes and stuff? Turns out there was a pretty good film there, and does it need to be 4 hours? I don't think it does, but we watched it together, didn't we? Did we do it all in one go?
We did, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Wow. Because it's in like 6 chapters or so, isn't it? So this is a very interesting just thing to actually exist, where you have like the actual director's vision, and I think they had to go back and actually add some of the things in, I think, because this isn't like, oh, yeah, this was the original film. It's like, well, kind of, but with a few extra bits here and there. And it's like, because then the color palette is all consistent because it's his style. And like Cyborg is a character in this one, because he's not in the other one. And the villain is actually interesting because he's not in the other one. And Henry Cavill's face isn't weird, which is always nice. And yeah, I think actually as a team up film, this was really good. I think it just needed more stuff to really get us invested. And I think we just needed this. But again, you couldn't have released this in the cinemas. But I'll be interested to see where it is in your rankings to talk a bit more.
Because was it originally supposed to be a part one and part two?
Like it
originally
was.
In the slate.
Mm. Yeah.
Which makes sense. But yeah, we'll find out where it is in my ranking. My number two is Wonder Woman.
Oh.
Wonder Woman for me was so weird when it came out, because I was just like, I have zero interest in this. I don't want to see this. but, you know, I've not long had that double cinema experience of Man of Steel, which just goes on and on and on and on and on. Mm. And then Batman v Superman, which was like fun, but also in certain places just pointless. I mean, this is just a great movie. Mm. It doesn't need... This is what superhero movies are supposed to be. A movie which you could put in. You could put in. Sure. You could put the DVD in. Or you could put on. And you don't need any other background information.
Yeah.
You can just watch it from A to B. But also, if you have a background information, it just adds a little bit to the experience. It makes you feel worth it for watching it, but you don't need it.
Yeah.
And it was serious. It was heartwarming. It was emotional. I cared about all the characters, but it was also funny in places. Mm. I think Gal Gadot does an amazing Wonder Woman. I think this is one of my favorite, if not my favorite, Chris Pine performance.
Oh, yeah.
I really felt his performance. I thought he was great throughout it as an amazing character.
Mm.
And I thought it linked well into the other movies in the saga.
Yeah.
And it did that nice little, oh, I can see, like that again, when superhero movies just did a slight little bit at the end towards the upcoming bit. And it did that with the Justice League.
Yeah.
And yeah. Wonder Woman, I mean, you're literally about to talk more about it, I'm presuming.
Yeah.
And we've gone from, for me, the top two are very different. If we were to do, like, you know, tier listing, I would say, like, The Flash is, like, A. But the top two, for me, are S tier. And this is Wonder Woman. Great movie.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, what more could I say? I think you're right. I mentioned, like, the different tiers earlier, and it's like, yeah, Wonder Woman and the Zack Snyder's Justice League are like on par with the better Marvel films. Everything else has been a mixed bag and a lot of slop. And it's like, they'll have some things, but like so much wrong with them. Whereas, yeah, Wonder Woman, I mean, a lot of people think it like kind of dips a bit towards the end with like the big fight with the villain at the end. And again, that's quite similar to a lot of other superhero films. But what a strong like entry, like what an interesting character. And there's a lot of comparisons made between this and the first Captain America. Because, again, you've got like a superhero who's in a world war and he's got like a team around him and he's trying to inspire them to do stuff, which is interesting. But I thought of an interesting point of that is that in the first Avenger, you've got like the Howling Commandos, who are like his team, basically. We don't really have that much with them. And like, I know you've got the guy who's got the hat and everything like that. But I really like the team in this film, because it's like her and Steve Trevor. And then there's like there's like the Scottish guy. There's a Native American guy. There's like the guy's like kind of like an actor kind of thing. They'd have to like sneak into a place. And I thought they're all really fleshed out. And like the thing is, the Scottish guy has kind of got like PTSD and he's like struggling to like make the shots and stuff, and that was all really interesting stuff. And that she wasn't just naive as well, like she obviously didn't understand the world. And there's a few funny scenes where like she is like, they take her dress shopping and you know, she's like, how do you kick at these? But yeah, that scene where she gets up into no man's land is so cool. It's very inspiring, and it's like, yeah, this is what Superman should have been. And they messed that up, but they got this one right. Which is, yeah, just so disappointing they couldn't have continued this with the sequel. But yeah, I really buy the relationship with her and Chris Pine as well. And What do you think of the villain with this one?
I think this is the only bit where it kind of fell flat for me.
Hmm.
I feel like he was okay. But to be honest with you, I think he's the most forgettable part of this movie. And I'll tell you why I know that. I forgot there was a villain.
Oh, okay.
I had to like have a little moment like, who was the villain? I thought it was just a war movie, but I remembered because it's Ares?
God yeah. of War? Yeah, so I guess we could say a bit of a spoiler alert because I think it is worth kind of...
Too late.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone hasn't seen this, definitely watch it. It's like one of the two films definitely worth watching. But we're led to believe it's the guy who played Stryker in X-Men Origins Wolverine. We think he's the baddie because he's German and everything. And it turns out he's not Ares. It's the British guy who's actually the God of War. And I thought that was actually quite a cool reveal. And he's like, I'm not causing war. I'm like whispering a few bits here and there, but they're all going to kill themselves without me. And I thought that was actually quite interesting. What I didn't like was that he just then becomes, you know, I'm a big grey monster, I'm going to fight you, kind of thing. But I did like that reveal. I thought that was actually not just the, oh, you know, boring kind of straight-up villain who's using mustard gas. But yeah, really, really good film. Sad ending, but good film.
Yeah. It's basically a mixture between Captain America and Thor, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
His first two movies, yeah. Yeah, in the wartime, but with someone who doesn't know what's going on. Cool. Mm. My number one, if you haven't guessed, is Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Oh.
Now, I have only seen this once, so I'm not going to say what I'm about to say of pure conviction, but I can only go by how I remember feeling at the time, how I felt at the end, and how I still feel now. This movie, to me, is perfection.
Oh.
I think Zack Snyder's Justice League, to me, is better than the original Avengers movie.
Be cool, but you might be right.
Because what he's done is all the issues I had with it before, the stupid villain, is now all of a sudden fixed. But instead, now you might have mentioned this. During your bit, when you were explaining your thoughts, my sound cut out completely for about 45 seconds. So I may be repeating a lot of it, and I do apologise. But you looked so into it that I couldn't possibly interrupt you. But I guess listen to it tomorrow when I edit this, so that's fun.
Yay.
Yeah, the villain, like, I didn't like him in the first one. He just seemed, like, really pathetic. Mm. But in this one, like, he actually became, like, a character.
Yes.
And you can see, like, why he was doing all of this. Because now you can see it was a movie that was building up to something bigger, to the bigger universe, because he wasn't the head honcho anymore. It was this new guy, Darkseid?
Yeah.
Is that the... Yeah. And all of a sudden, everything kind of clicked in. It made a bit more sense. And not only that, my big issue with Justice League when it was announced was that we're getting introduced to characters we barely know anything about, but this was like in, what, 6 parts? I think you actually said that.
Yeah,
I think
I heard about chapters, it. Yeah.
It's in 6 chapters, and you knew these characters so well by the end. I mean, of course, it's a 4-hour movie, but it's like I didn't feel like at the end of it, oh, I needed to have their own movie beforehand to get to it. It fit in. It was great. I thought everyone, all the characters, all the actors did amazing. It's a 4-hour movie, but at no point did I think, core, this is grogging on a bit. It felt complete. And I love things where it's like in bite-sized chunks.
Yeah.
And I think that 6-chapter thing makes it so good. Like, it reminds me a little bit of one video game series I got into recently and I fell in love with is the Alan Wake video game series.
Okay.
And what I love about it is it's in episodes. So we'll start off and say episode 1. And then you'll play through this level. And when you get to the end, and then the screen goes black, and then you get music come up. And it will say, you know, chapter end. And it will do like this whole like credit scene with like music. And the music changes every episode depending on kind of like what's happened.
Okay.
And that for me really drew it. I love that structure. And it's the same with this. I love how it's in different chapters. And everything just built up amazingly.
It's a bit like a Netflix characters show amazing. Kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Plot was great. Characters was amazing. Nothing felt rushed. Everything made sense. And it was always, it was introducing things you needed to know, but at the same time building up to something bigger. We saw Zack Snyder's vision here, and I really liked where it was going. Unfortunately, I don't think we'll ever get the full plan of it. which is why I'm a bit hesitant to watch it again, because I came away from this movie wanting more. And I can't, other than Wonder Woman, I don't think I've ever had that from a DC movie.
Well, yeah.
But I'm left thinking, I want more movies of this. And it's very unlikely we'll get it, but that's my number one.
Wow, a bit cool. But yeah, I think a big thing with this is in the original Justice League, Superman shows up and he's more powerful than the rest of the team combined. And it's like they're all pointless because he just beats the bad guy and he saves the day. Whereas I do like with this one that they're all doing their own thing and he helps them, but like the Flash is the one who kind of has to save them at the end, that even Superman couldn't do anything about it. Which I thought was cool. That's how you make an actual team where they all actually are contributing something, and you've not got, because like even in Avengers, you know, Thor is more powerful than a lot of the other guys there, but he's not like the only one. And it's like that's how you make an actual team that you care about. And you have all the stuff with Cyborg and his father, and you've got the stuff with the Flash and things that's going on with him. Batman's a lot better in this one as well. He's not in the other one he's just blah. But I can't argue with anything you said. Good choice.
That's good. And you may have even said it earlier. I don't know. But there you go. Right. That is our ranking of the DCEU movies, or at least the ones we've seen. I'm very much looking forward to the DCU. We've talked about this before. Because it's actually a plan in place. They have phases.
It's strange, isn't it?
That'll be good. But of course, next week we're going to be doing another ranking video. We love these videos, and we haven't done one in ages. But next week, can you believe it, is our 100 episode special.
Ta-da!
And is it because we're doing so well with Who Listens? Nah, we're stubborn. We keep going.
Yeah.
You know, I think at one point we were at negative listeners.
That's pretty good.
A negative number, yeah. But we still keep going. So we're going to do something we've not done yet, which is rank Disney movies. So we look forward to doing that. But of course, we'd like to hear your thoughts on the DCEU movies. What was your favourite? What was your worst? What did you think was going to be good and wasn't? What did you think was going to be rubbish but was amazing? We'll never know. Oh, wait, we can. How can we find out?
Oh, you can tell us just how wrong we are and how much you couldn't disagree more with our ranking lists. I do like how with both our lists, we've annoyed at least enough people with what we've done there. So they can send us a message on Instagram at lta.podcast. They can vote on our polls, which we'll make one for this one. It could be, you know, I'd be interested to know what F1's favourite one is. I imagine it's probably one of the ones that we said, I think, towards the top. But I'd also be interested to know what was one F1 hated the most. So that'd be a good one to let us know. Or they can send us a more formal message on email at letstalkabout2022@hotmail.com.
There you go. And that's a quick one, just because it made me curious, is I was thinking, what on Ranker, what are the top five movies of a DCEU? So I'll very quickly go through them to see how wrong we are. Five is Shazam, which is very similar to our placing. Four is Man of Steel, which makes sense.
Yeah.
I think it's like I said, as a movie, it's one of my top, not one of my top three. It's, in my opinion, the top three movies, but, you know, I don't like it. Zack Snyder's Justice League is number three. Wonder Woman is two. And surprisingly, Aquaman is number one.
Yeah, that's interesting. Aquaman made like $1 billion, didn't it? It actually made quite a good amount.
Yeah, so there you go. Anyway, that was our ranking. We look forward to seeing you guys next time. But of course, we know you want to leave here with some wonderful words of wisdom. Seb, what have you got to tell us?
What are we, some kind of Suicide Squad?
And goodbye.